had a child that unfortunately was sent to the principal's office, and there I was, and I turned to him and asked him a question. I said, "What happened? What are you doing here?" And he looked at me with teary eyes and said, "I was a bad boy." I immediately responded and said, "No, you're not a bad boy. You're a good person. But sometimes we make incorrect choices. The truth is, life is all about making choices. And hopefully the choices we make are the right ones." In our Parsha, Parshas Bechukosai, we find this idea of making, hopefully, the right choices. Im Bechukosai Telechu, if you will follow my decrees and observe my commandments and perform them, then Hashem will give tremendous bracha, give blessing of rain, affluence, and peace. However, the Torah later tells us, im lo tishmu'uli, if you do not listen to me, then unfortunately, you rejected my laws, comes the terrible klolos, the curses, the tochacha, the admonition, which we read so quickly because of its terrible words, this terrible klolos. The key word, I believe, in this week's Parsha is the very first word of the Parsha, im. In the word im bechukosai telechu, im lo tishmu'uli, im bechukosai timosu. The word im is if. Im means that we have choices, that we have bechira, the free will to do whatever we want to do. But it's our choice to make the right decisions. Chazal tell us, Hakol bidi shemayim chutz liyiras shemayim, that if a person is tall, short, bright, we cannot take any of those things and say that it's me. We cannot take credit for those things, because those are God-given gifts. The only thing that we can possibly say is ours, is our level of Yiras Shamayim. To be a tzaddik, to be a rasha, to do the right thing, that is our choice. That is im, that is the if. Choices, that is the center of life. And in fact, the very word life is spelled L-I-F-E. And the center letters of that word are I-F. If. We all are instructed in life to make sure to do the right thing. That it should be im bechukosai telechu, and God forbid not im bechukosai timos. Today we're celebrating a community simcha, a recent bar mitzvah. And to you, the bar mitzvah boy, im bechukosai telechu, is such an appropriate Torah reading for today. For as a bar mitzvah boy, you are now responsible to adhere to all of the Torah and its mitzvos. You are a bar mitzvah, a son to the Torah. As the Torah tells us, Banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem, that we are sons, we are children to God. But as you can imagine, as a young boy, as well as an adult. Sometimes it's difficult. It's tough to make the right choices. But you should be comforted to know that you are not alone. There are resources to give you the guidance to do the right thing. First of all, we have the Torah. To remember that in life, whenever you're confronted with a difficult choice, remember the Chumash. Remember the Torah. Remember Im Bechukosai Telechu. Second, remember that Im also is the same word as Aim. Your mother, your Ima, your Abba, your parents' guidance with your father and with the Aim. You'll be rest assured that it'll be an Aim Bechukosai Telechu. Because your parents have constantly guided you in the correct direction, you shall continue, God willing, to walk in that path forever. Mazel tov.